Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Deployment Basics, Hosting and Domain Management. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Building and Deploying Applications in the Full Stack Development for Developers at Test Company course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of web hosting, the domain name registration process, and an overview of deployment strategies. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand what web hosting is, how to register a domain name, and identify different deployment strategies suitable for your application. Main content. What is web hosting? Web hosting is a service that allows individuals and organizations to make their website accessible on the internet. Think of it as renting a space on a server where your website's files, images, and data are stored. When someone types your website's URL into their browser, the server retrieves the necessary files and displays your website to the user. There are various types of web hosting services, including shared hosting, virtual private servers, VPS, dedicated hosting, and cloud hosting. Shared hosting. This is the most economical option where multiple websites share the same server resources. While it's cost-effective, it may lead to slower performance if one site experiences high traffic. VPS hosting offers dedicated resources on a shared server. It's more powerful than shared hosting and provides better performance and reliability. Dedicated hosting, you have an entire server to yourself, providing maximum control and resources. This is ideal for large businesses or high-traffic websites. Cloud hosting uses a network of servers to host your website, offering scalability and flexibility. If one server goes down, another can take over, ensuring your site remains live. Choosing the right hosting service depends on your application's needs, expected traffic, and budget. For a fintech application at Test Company, you may want to consider a VPS or cloud hosting solution for enhanced performance and security. For instance, if your application processes sensitive financial data, opting for a VPS could provide the necessary resources and security features to ensure data protection. Domain name registration process. A domain name is your website's address on the internet, making it essential for branding and online presence. The domain registration process involves several steps. Choose a domain name, select a name that reflects your brand and is easy to remember. It's advisable to choose a .com, .net, or other relevant domain extensions. Check domain availability. Use domain registrars like GoDaddy or Namecheap to check if your desired domain name is available. If not, you may need to brainstorm alternatives. Tools like Lean Domain Search can help you find creative variations. Select a domain registrar. Choose a reputable registrar to purchase your domain. Look for services that offer good customer support and additional features, such as privacy protection. Register the domain, fill out the registration form, providing your contact information. You'll need to pay a registration fee, which can vary depending on the domain extension and registrar. Set up domain name system, DNS, records. After registration, you'll need to configure DNS settings to point to your web hosting provider. This ensures that when users enter your domain name, they are directed to your website. Registering a domain name is a crucial step in establishing your online presence. For a fintech company like Test Company, having a professional and memorable domain name can enhance credibility and brand recognition. A well-chosen domain can also impact your search engine ranking, making it easier for customers to find you online. Overview of deployment strategies. Once your application is built, deploying it to a live environment is the next critical step. Deployment strategies can vary based on your application needs, user traffic, and update frequency. Here are some common methods. Manual deployment. This involves uploading files to the server using FTP. File transfer protocol, or through a control panel. While straightforward, it can be error-prone and time-consuming for larger applications. It's suitable for small projects or personal websites where changes are infrequent. Automated deployment. Tools like Jenkins or GitHub Actions can streamline the deployment process. These tools allow you to automate the building, testing, and deployment of your application, reducing the risk of human error. This approach is particularly beneficial for larger teams or projects with frequent updates. Containerization. Technologies like Docker enable you to package your application and its dependencies into containers. This provides consistency across different environments and makes deployment easier. For instance, you can ensure that your application behaves the same way in development and production environments. Blue-green deployment. This strategy involves maintaining two identical environments, one for the current application, blue, and one for the new version, green. You can switch traffic between them, minimizing downtime during updates. This is particularly useful for applications that require high availability. Rolling deployment. Instead of taking down the entire application for updates, this strategy updates a few servers at a time. This ensures that the application remains available while new versions are gradually rolled out. This method is effective for applications with a large user base since it reduces the risk of downtime. Choosing the appropriate deployment strategy is essential for ensuring a smooth launch and maintaining application performance. For test company, leveraging automated deployment and containerization can significantly enhance efficiency and reliability. Additionally, keeping a robust rollback plan in place will help you revert to a previous version quickly in case of unforeseen issues. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the basics of web hosting, the domain name registration process, and an overview of various deployment strategies. Understanding these concepts is crucial for successfully deploying a web application and managing your online presence. As you continue your journey in full-stack development, these foundational elements will support your efforts in building and maintaining applications effectively. Reflection questions: what factors would you consider when choosing a web hosting service for your application? How does the domain registration process impact your brand's online presence? Which deployment strategy do you think would be most beneficial for a fintech application, and why?